Welcome to the Wow Factor Podcast, hosted by Samuel Kamugisha, featuring a diverse collection of talent with a keen focus on highlighting the different amazing things that we're doing to change the world. So, without any more hesitations, here is Samuel.
Hello. I would like to introduce you to the special Wow Factor podcast. On this special episode, we're going to be mainly tackling the COVID-19 pandemic in relation to business. How are the businesses are in this current pandemic? What should they do to help them pivot even in this pandemic? And how will the business environment be like post the COVID-19 pandemic? Today, we have a very special guest. It's Caro Factora, the social media director of Lemonade Agency, that's part of the Denso Agency Network, and happens to be my workmate. So,
good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good day, whichever time of the day you are listening to this one. Thanks, Sam, for having me.
It's a pleasure hosting you. So,
thank you.
For starters, who is Caro?
Who am I? Well, I'm a very complicated person now that you ask me. I'm thinking, how would I answer this if I were in a beauty pageant? Well, Carol would be your typical Filipina with a loaded pack of a global spice. I would have to say I'm full of energy and also full of life. And I cannot wait to get back into the world to let everyone experience a little side of Carol.
Wow. So which part of Philippines are you from?
I am from Manila. So that is the capital of the country.
Oh, so you're a city person.
Yes, I am. But I do love nature. Actually, before the lockdown happened, I was in Thailand. I was in Koh Samui enjoying the beach. So I think it was a good reprieve before being stuck indoors. So I do love nature, but I also love the city life.
Nice, nice, nice. So currently the social media director for Lemonade, what drove you to transition your career into digital marketing?
It's an interesting question, actually, Sam, because I've only been in the agency or advertising world for 5-6 years now. I think it would be 5 years. I think 6 years this year. But prior to that, I've had multiple jobs, and the history is quite interesting because I do have a degree in physics. I think a lot of people are taken aback or surprised by that one. Wow. So I do have a degree in, yes, I do. I do have a degree in medical physics. At some point in my life, I convinced myself that I would save the world of cancer. But then when I graduated from uni, I guess the Philippines wasn't exactly built to have that support system to do research and studies on cancer curing. So I couldn't find a particular job, and I needed to really find one because I think at that point I was already unemployed for half a year. Then a company opened up its doors. They were mass hiring. It was Thomson Reuters, which is the same company that's affiliated with Reuters News. I got into that job. So I was in legal publishing, which is very different from my scientific background. So I was in legal publishing for 5 years over. That's when I really got to learn to be very operational and process driven. But then on the side, while I was doing all that, I was actually doing musical theater. So you can imagine how diverse my backgrounds were, how different the hats I had to wear from the morning publishing world to the night I had to be a performer and an actor on stage. Then eventually on my fifth year in Reuters, I realized, you know, I do want to get back to my real passion, which is communications. That's actually something I wanted to pursue for university. Then I realized I wanted to make that change. I didn't want to have to stay in a job that didn't exactly fulfill me. Then I got into advertising, and I was very lucky to have a boss who was willing to gamble on someone who had zero experience in advertising and just wanted to learn and had that gusto to try something new. And I've been in advertising ever since, and I have not looked back.
Wow, that's left and right panning into different careers.
Exactly.
So did you, like, in that period, did you feel like digital marketing is perfect for you, or just advertising in itself?
It was advertising in general. In fact, before I even thought of digital marketing, it was starting out with PR first, because I did want to get into communications. But then I really had a struggle landing a job in general, because again, to them, this was a girl with zero experience, although I had, I guess, good experience or good background in publishing and in science in general. I did not have that experience they wanted for someone in advertising. So I was getting interviews left and right, but I was also getting rejections left and right, because again, they wanted someone with experience. So when my boss, shout out to Albert, when my boss interviewed me, he was opening up the digital marketing team in IPG Philippines at that time, and he was just looking for fresh blood. And I guess I was also lucky to have had that physics background, because he did also have that physics background. So to him, I guess he knew what type of mind I would have, and he was attracted or interested in that I would have that particular contribution to the team and not be the typical marketer or typical advertiser that would be in the mix. So I guess that was my edge, surprisingly.
Nice. With this scientific background blended with business, what would be your current take on the business environment due to the fact of COVID-19? What do you mainly observe?
Well, it's actually very interesting that every day since the whole lockdown happened and COVID-19 has been impacting businesses, I think the climate and the landscape is just changing by the minute, even by the second, that you really can't pinpoint what the trend is or what the way of working is now for digital marketing as a whole. Because again, things are changing, platforms are being updated, and you just really need to be able to keep up. And for me, really having that, again, that scientific background, I think it's really that interest to just keep on learning more. It's not enough to assume you know Facebook. It's not enough to assume you know what Zoom is about. You just really need to keep on reading. So if anything, again, this guy, my former boss, Albert, he just kept on telling us, your career or your professional life is all about learning. Never assume that you know it. Never assume that you are the expert. Always assume that you are the newbie and you still need to learn everything that there is to know.
Nice. Right now, you would mainly categorize it as a quick learning phase for every business, because nothing is consistent.
Yes, I would have to say, even though, of course, if you compare us to other industries or other marketers, we would still have that edge being the supposed experts in digital. But again, it's really having that sense of curiosity and interest in knowing what is new. And what I've been doing actually is I've always been subscribing to news outlets and to Facebook for Business. I've also subscribed to Meltwater, because they do send daily updates on what's happening all over the globe and also what's happening on the digital front. So I think having that sense of daily awareness as to what's happening is very important at this time.
Nice. So what should businesses do in this period in order to survive?
Again, it's very important, I believe, to just have that sense of wanting to know what's happening all over. It's easy for us to think that, let's say I'm in the food industry, I know everything that's up with the food industry. But then at the end of the day, you know how the world has changed. We might not even be able to go into a restaurant in 2 months and enjoy it the same way we used to do. So businesses or clients or any industry should be able to adapt and look for new ways to be able to service their clients and their customers. Because again, the way of life 2 months ago may not be the way of life for the next 2 or 3 years. So it's really up to us to look into what new ways we can tap into and just be curious and test things out.
Interesting. It draws my attention to one of the interesting things I saw with some of the food brands. I think that is Tea Live, where you can have your boba tea delivered to you, mainly the ingredients, and you set up the boba tea by yourself. It's more like a DIY kit. So I'm seeing some of the businesses adapting.
Yeah, I even saw, I think one of the brands here in Malaysia is also giving a DIY ramen bowl, which is interesting because you know how you always assume ramen to just be served to you as it is, but then now you can actually DIY ramen, which is very interesting. So, I mean, it also gives the opportunity for customers like me. Like, I'm not a chef or I'm not a home cook. I've had opportunities to now try it out myself and just to be bold and not be scared. Because I think really, if anything, the lockdown or the COVID-19 crisis has just taught us that anything is possible, even though you're indoors, even though you're confined to the space that you are in. You know, you are limited to your own imagination and your own capacity to think outside. So as long as you're willing to just take that extra step and willing to just try it out, then, you know, the world is for you.
Nice. So looking towards the future, what do you think businesses will be like post COVID-19?
You know what, Sam, I wish I knew the answer, because even now I'm trying to imagine myself, like, when the MCO was lifted, I'm wondering if I'm still going to ride the train. I'm wondering if I'm still going to be riding the bus, because, you know, you are my train buddy. And I don't know if we will still have that opportunity, because I guess everyone is also at a point where they are just being cautious of how outside they are or how physically present they are with other people in public, especially. So if anything, I'm sorry if I don't have the answer right now, but businesses or the industries in general will just be very extra cautious. I believe so. Like, I would give kudos to those who are willing to, I guess, try out being a bit more bold. But in general, I believe consumers will just have that extra precaution. You know, big gatherings, I don't think will be happening anytime soon. Which is unfortunate because I do love a big gathering. But again, at this point, the mindset of people is just to have that caution and just to have that extra sense of security and safety.
Oh, so the future is going to be complicated.
Yeah, I think, you know what, the future is being written every day. So, like, I thought at this time I would be probably in the gym, but look at me, I'm talking to you right now. So I can't even tell what my future is a week from now, to be quite frank. Who knows what it will be. So I think planning ahead in terms of like 3 months or 4 months ahead is not a thing anymore. So I guess this is a good thing for all the people who are very spontaneous, and I guess a bit of an anxiety to those who like planning ahead. But then, yes. And again, it's just a matter for us to just really adjust. And this is a reality that we have to live in right now.
Wow, so that's really amazing. So,
the WOW Journal, a catalog of different captivating content spanning from amazing talent to tons of creative work. Founded by Samuel Kamajisha, a brand and growth strategist, his major focus is to ignite creativity through inspiration with an intention of being a catalyst for growth, whether it's for your brand or business. Log on to www.wowjournal.cc. That's WOWJOURNAL.cc.
Wow, so that's really amazing. So what I mainly get at from in your conversation is to be on the go in terms of your analysis. Be fast with your information. That means you have to keep on doing your research because it keeps on changing every day. And be ready for more change. Nothing is permanent.
Yeah. I mean, if I were to ask you, Sam, how many changes have you had to do for the past 45 days of your life?
Believe me, there's so many. Working out from home, having daily calls on Hangouts, which I thought was not something I would ever do in my life, but the spirit has made it happen. Because before, I was not so much of the person of the work from home kind of environments. I thought it's kind of tricky when you're a project manager, but having been in it for this past few weeks, I mean, it is possible. So I believe this COVID-19 situation has made us understand better who we are and how we can traverse through these different situations based on the teams that we are managing, and putting in again things into place and how we can ensure the teams deliver. So
yeah, that's a good answer. Again, we don't know. We haven't, I think, we haven't even unearthed whatever else we can do. I think we're just scratching the surface of what our potentials are and what more we can discover about ourselves. What more can we discover by December 31, 2020? I'm pretty sure there could be history books filled with a lot of discoveries by the end of the year.
True to that. Well, this is a wrap. Thank you so much, Carol, for being part of the Wow Factor podcast. It has been an honor hosting you.
Thank you. No, seriously, thank you. I would just like to say again, thank you for having this opportunity. This is my first podcast, so I hope I didn't mess it up.
No, you missed it.
Thank you. And yeah, I guess just a message. Well, I'm saying a message to everyone. It's just that, you know, it's easy to get anxiety. I mean, I've had anxiety attacks throughout this whole COVID situation, lockdown. But I think it's really just giving yourself as well time to breathe and time to adjust, because the old us would just be taking it hard if we don't get things done ASAP, or if we don't get things, just get things in general. But I think we just need to give our time space and time to breathe and understand that, you know, we are learning. We are back to being toddlers and just adjusting to this new world. So again, let's not take it too hard. Let's all just live by the day and learn by the day and keep on changing.
Wow. Thank you so much, Carol.
Thank you, Sam.
And it's a wrap. Thank you so much for listening in. And I would encourage you to stay hooked to your preferred podcast distributors. Or you can alternatively go to the Wow Journal website, which is www.wowjournal. That's wowjournal.cc. And you definitely get access to all the available podcasts. And as well, you have access to different adverts that I've featured that I found really interesting that you may find of good value to you. So listen in next time on your favorite podcast. Bye-bye.